Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. I'm surprised you're here. You're still standing. I heard you had a late night last night.
I had a very late night. I'm here and standing, there but apparently is. I can't talk. I did have a really late night. Oh, my God.
You had late a late night last night. I understand. And you know what? It's funny. What we're talking about, obviously, is ladies' night. Heroes of the ladies' night. Knights of the ladies' heroes.
Yes.
I tuned in. I mean, I'm usually, like, either busy or distracted on a Tuesday, whether it's due to video games or Caden. But last night I decided, you know what? Ashley's out on her ladies' night.
Ooh.
So me and Caden are going to have our ladies' night. So we stayed in, you know, we got our, you know, he didn't have anything to do. He had a bottle, right? He had a whole bottle. I just had a cup. So, you know, but we enjoyed ourselves and he fell asleep before it got too raunchy. And then I fell asleep before it got too even more raunchy.
Oh, come on. We are not that bad.
No. Well,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No, not that bad. Not that bad at all. But I thought that it was a good time. It went pretty late. But I got to say, the best part had to have been when you had that new lady on. I don't remember her name, but she was like, she had a very distinct voice.
I don't even know what to call her. Johanna, maybe we'll call her Johanna.
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 And then her brother Stan.
Yes.
So
oh
cryptic.
Man, that
go
was
watch
so
the
funny.
VOD. Go watch it.
And I mean, I think we ended up streaming for like 4 hours, and it's 4 hours of gold. It was so good. We started a little bit late because I had another project I was working on, and we had a couple of the ladies were late getting to their computer. Then we had tech issues. I think by the time we actually started, it was probably like 10 o'clock. So I think we were streaming till about 2 a.m. And it was just so much fun. Yeah. Man, we had so much fun. We always have fun on Ladies Night, but we missed it last week because I was sick. I still am kind of sick, but I'm going to try to make it through without popping your ear off.
You got to shake it off. It, you know, it was good because what I did was usually when I play, I've been really on a Heroes kick lately. I think mostly due to the fact that I've finally gained access to Tracer through the Overwatch Origins edition. And I just sort of set up the iPad. I had Ladies Night sort of, this was after Caden went to sleep. Ladies Night sitting on the desk, Heroes sitting on, it was super distracting, but I mean, I made it work. And I'm just, I don't know, I don't know how much of Tracer that you've played, but I am just adoring that character. Just so much fun and so quick. But when you die, it's just, you want to throw your chair across the room because, like, you're all, like, amped up, like, zipping around and using your quick key bullshit that I've learned for the first time. And
I still haven't set that up. I need to do that, but
it works amazingly. Like, you set it up by power. So I started with just her blink. And then wherever your mouse is, you click the button and that's where you go. And before that, you had to sort of point your mouse and then click.
Yep.
Or you hit the Q and then click. And that was just, you die by the time you did it. So without that, you're just zipping around, you're pissing everybody off. And it's so much fun. But I am terrible at aiming her ultimate with the quick key. It's unfortunate. But I've actually started doing it with other characters now too, which kind of, is that like the sign that I'm in? I've made it into the Heroes Club? Is that how that works?
I think so. I've got to say, I am not the like be-all end-all of Heroes. I am such a noob in every way, shape, and form. I mean, like, I think I played Tracer last night.
Well, that's not because you're unsure as to whether you played too much. Like, what do you mean you think? Like, I remember you playing a lot of Diablo.
I did play a lot of Diablo. I remember that. But then it gets a little fuzzy near the end, and especially when there was a whole bunch of donations and subscriptions and stuff, people get to pick what I play, and that's where it starts to get really, really fuzzy. And I know at one point, I think we had a game that lasted literally 10 minutes, and I was like, well, shouldn't play that character anymore.
But you don't remember what that character is.
I can't remember which character it was.
Now, we should probably,
I need to go back and watch the VOD and make sure I didn't say anything stupid.
I know that Barbara was watching the VOD because she would give us updates in Discord as it progressed. So like my entire day at work was just sort of getting these messages from Barbara in the Discord about like, oh man, I remember when this happened, this is so funny, and just giving us updates as she's going. And it was a 5-hour VOD, right? So it's like, I'd start work at 8 o'clock, and then by the time the afternoon rolls around, I'm still getting updates. Like, you guys played like champs, like all night. I was
for a really long time. And then Barbara and I ended up staying up and chatting afterwards, and then because I got a text from my roommate because we were supposed to go out this morning, and so I was just like, well, I'm going to take it easy tonight or whatever. So I got a text from her at about midnight saying that my other roommate was going to stay home from work. So it was his birthday and she didn't want to go anywhere. So, you know, we weren't going to go out in the morning. So I was like, sweet. All right. And then so I ended up like streaming forever, then talking to Barbara forever. And then I had the project that I was working on. I had to finish up. So I ended up editing video until like 5:30 in the morning. And then, so I went to bed at 5:30 in the morning, and then I get a text from Leanne at like 10 saying like, oh, change of plans, Adam's not here, so you want to go? I'm like, oh my God, I hate you.
So did you end up going, or did you
I'm so tired.
Well, at least you had a good amount of fun, and you know, with the trouble, like the week, man, the week. It just, it happens to you, and whether it's a good week or a bad week, it's nice to let loose. And like, that's what me and Caden were doing. It's like, you know what, mom's not here, let's just relax, let's watch something that's technically not for your age group, but you know what, you're not gonna remember this. Now, I mean, if he was a little more impressionable, like maybe put like his ear, he has little earmuffs on that we use to take him to concerts, maybe that's what they're for. You just use them for ladies' night. It's like, he's ready,
he needs his ladies' night earmuffs. I love it.
I'll just, you know, I'll draw like some flowers. What are the things that I can say to get myself in trouble? I love the shout out with I think it was Afro Horsey in the chat room who said like, this is exactly what Ryan said for guys to be able to join. They need a voice modulator, and John beat me to it.
Yep.
I mean, Johanna.
Yes.
But you know what? No better man to do it. Solid effort. And it was hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing.
So other than Heroes, I think we've both been playing some Overwatch. We played, I guess, on game night on Thursday, and then I was actually streaming some more on Saturday night, and you were playing on Saturday night with us too, right?
I pulled a Jocelyn that night, because after you went to bed, I stayed up until 4 a.m. with Nicalia, Jim, and a few others, I believe. We had a full group, so I apologize, I can't remember your names, but those are the two that stuck out in my head, and we were just having a blast, and that game by far is only fun when playing with a group of people. Like, I think when you compare the fun you have on your own to what you have with friends, it just feels kind of like a chore playing on your own, because you're just watching that number go up. But I think playing with other people is where it's at.
Which is really, really funny, because I had the exact opposite experience. Like, I found when we had our custom games going with all the people, and maybe it's because we were custom games instead of queue, but just being unable to balance custom games, like not knowing what people's skill levels are. Because even then, like, we couldn't even really look at levels, because some people might be level 30 in Overwatch and somebody else might be level 2, but the level 2 is like a CSGO pro or something. So they're used to first person shooters. So like, I found that there was no way to actually balance those teams. I was so frustrated by the end of that stream. Yeah. I have not touched Overwatch since. Like, I don't want to play that game.
I know, because I think it was, I get a limited amount of time to play, so I think it was Monday night. I'm like, okay, Ashley's got to go out. Let's see if Jocelyn's around. Let's play some Overwatch. And she says, like, Matt will be around. And I was like, oh, she must be working or something. No, she's playing World of Warcraft. It's like, we have Overwatch, finally. I finally can play Overwatch. It's not in beta anymore, and I have access.
Yeah. And I literally texted you back and was just like, no, I don't. Because you were like, oh, do you have to work? I'm like, no, I don't want to play.
Oh, so the tone wasn't just me insinuating that you're angry. You were literally just frustrated.
No, yeah.
I can understand, because, you know, when we were playing those custom games, and we have this issue in Heroes a lot as well. I think that we even have it in Smite to a certain extent. I mean, maybe to a less extent in Smite, because we kind of,
I feel like everyone is a little bit more on the same level in Smite, with maybe a couple of exceptions. Like, usually when we play with Jim, he pretty much owns us. But outside of Jim, I feel like the rest of our kind of clan of people that we play with are around the same sort of skill level. Mm-hmm. And I have enough of an understanding, and we've been playing long enough, that I never feel Just frustrated, I guess, is really the best word for it. Like, I don't ever feel like I'm having a bad time, even if I'm dying over and over again. Well, even when we did Joss versus the World, and when I played with Octane, and when we queued into Conquest, I was playing with people, like, because Octane's MMR is, like, up here, and mine, I literally did not have an MMR. Mm-hmm. So we would have been averaging out to kind of medium-level players. They were way above my skill level and actually knew what they were doing in Conquest. I got my ass kicked. And I, you know, died a lot, and I still had a really good time. But in Overwatch, I really did not have a good time. And I find that that happens quite often, actually, is like there's sometimes it's really fun, but then other times there's just like the opposing team is really unbalanced compared to your team, or there's a comp that they pick that's ridiculous because you can have six of the same heroes. So, like, I know one of my friends I follow on Twitter tweeted out, like, just went up against 5 Torbjorns and a Widowmaker, and it was the worst experience of my life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and I totally see where you're coming from, because I felt when we were playing those games, like, I don't know, like, I don't consider myself good at Overwatch. Like, I'm kind of a middle ground player, if not a little bit less, like, especially with some of the people we were playing with. And I don't fault anybody for what happened that night, but I felt your frustration, and I was not frustrated, because I think more than not I was on the team that, I don't know how I lucked out, but I was on the team that was more just had that edge or something, whether it was, you know, we mixed the teams around, but the team with more great players were playing defense, therefore they had a stronger, you know, a stronger hero choice, because I always find when you're on the attack, you're kind of
You're putting yourself out there, right? Attacking is more difficult anyway. Attacking is way more difficult, for sure.
I don't know. Like, I wasn't frustrated, but I was disappointed, because I could feel that not just you, but a couple other players weren't having it. Because, you know, and I think at that rate, I think to have more fun in Overwatch or any of these games, it just doesn't apply to Overwatch. I think really just rounding people up and swapping out for quick match. Like, okay, like, I'm going to jump out for this one. Because there is a spectate option, I believe, like, in your group.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
you know, but the disappointing part was we saw that there was, like, a team balance option, which I thought, man, that's amazing. It's going to look at how people played.
Yeah, I don't understand why it can't balance teams based on just what your normal quick match MMR is. And if you don't have a quick match MMR, fine, then, you know, you're a wild card, basically. But most people have queued into quick match and will have an MMR, because that's the only game mode.
Right.
So you've got some sort of value associated with your skill. I don't know why there isn't a balancing tool in custom games. And I think that that's pretty much like the same. Even if all you're doing is playing against AI, they should still be able to, you know, measure, you know, your MMR versus AI. Like, I don't know why they couldn't just apply whatever algorithm it is to that. But one way or another, like, yeah, it was their balancing was basically just randomly mixing up the teams. I'm like, well, I can do that. Like,
yeah, so that was
it would have been so much better if it could have been like, okay, these two players have an MMR of 1,000. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one on each team. These guys are 900. So one on each team. And just, you know, like splitting up like that would have made everything so much better.
Yeah, because the game can see those numbers. And mind you, this is a just launched fresh product, and there are, like, you say, well, you know, the game's finished, like, but no, there are parts of that game that would be considered the full game that aren't released yet, like ranked mode is still coming. So therefore, them adding sort of a better balancing mode for custom matches, it would be great. And I think in order to properly balance a custom game yourself, you need to fully understand everybody's play style, you know, and I don't think Overwatch has been around long enough for us to kind of understand everybody's skill level, because we were going through and it was tough. We're all very nice people. So we're like, okay, who's good? Who's not good?
And then, yeah. No one wants to say like, oh, I'm like, everyone's just like, oh, I'm not good.
Yeah.
And like everyone, no one has a problem saying I'm not good, but like, you know, no one actually stuck out and said, oh, I'm really good at this game. Like, I will snipe your face off from across the map. Just be aware. So, I mean, yeah, it was really, really difficult. And in the end, not fun. Like, it probably went, out of the 2.5 hour stream, I think the last hour and a half, I literally did not win a match. Yeah. And I was just like, okay, that's it. I'm done.
You were not I was happy camper.
Like, I was so frustrated and so angry, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting to the point where I'm also very competitive, and I consider myself half decent, and I try to make a really concerted effort to play like each of the different heroes. Like, I don't want to say like, oh, I only play Mercy, so everyone has to balance around me. And I felt like there were a lot of people were just like, okay, I play X. And then I was trying to fill out a team comp with, you know, characters I wasn't as comfortable with, and, you know, they're just trying to make stuff work, trying to stop losing. And I just couldn't. And I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start getting really angry, like, at people. So I'm like, I need to take myself out of this situation now. Like, I need to turn off the stream. I need to leave the group. I need to just remove myself from this.
And I can't speak for Jocelyn, but I would assume that, you know, you're not angry at anyone specifically. You're just angry with the fact that we were trying so hard to balance it, and then you accidentally like stacked your team, and it was just,
well, then, and the ability we'd been saying all night, like, oh yeah, we can't have Matt and Swex on the same team. And then later on in Discord, Swex was like, well, no, I'm actually terrible. Like, I had one good game as Widowmaker right at the very beginning. He's like, I'm actually terrible at this game. I was like, damn it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was good. See, this is, again, this goes back to the core issue. And the reason we're not like just, oh, and, you know, going all in love with Overwatch, because, you know, you guys know that we like Overwatch, but we're talking about something different that happened to us. So, and this is more interesting than just talking about
Overwatch.
How
I am now on the fence.
Okay, come on. Now, what needs to happen, Jocelyn, is you just need to play like some custom games, you know, jump in with Matt and I and Adam, and we'll just have a good time. Because honestly, I played some matches that one night where you were playing WoW and we were playing Overwatches. It was me, Matt, Adam, and a couple other people from the chat room. We jumped in, we all played, and we lost some, but we won some, and it was a lot of fun. So I think really it's just,
well, and I want, because Matt has been playing a lot, and I keep watching him going, like, I would really like to just play. But then I'm just like, I don't want to get frustrated and angry, so I'm just going to not.
All right, we'll try. Okay, how's this? After this, we'll try a match, get your feet wet, see how you like it. We don't have to stream it, and then at the end, you can yell at whichever Toblerone you want. It's fine.
this is some, at least, like, with all the different kind of characters and their flavor and stuff like that, we are getting a lot of like stupid, fun, insidey type jokes. Like, Ryan calls Torbjorn Toblerone,
it's
which is
too hard,
hilarious
to say. Torbjorn.
Torbjorn.
Is it Torbjorn? I thought there's an L in there.
Bjorn. No, there's no L.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Because there's a J, like, maybe you're thinking, I don't know.
J silent, right? Yeah.
Bjorn. Well, it's like the Y sound, because it's like Swedish-ish.
There's no L in there. See, now I can't stop saying it with it.
Torbjorn. Tor. Like, I tore a piece of paper in half. Tor.
Okay, Tor.
Bjorn, which is like, isn't that like a thing you use to carry a baby or something? A Bjorn?
I don't know. I feel like if I went up to Ashley and said, can we carry Caden in this Toblerone? And she'd be like, better be the king size you get at Costco, because I don't think those little dinky things are going to hold him. He's like 20 pounds almost.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's huge. Give it another shot.
Right now, I'm frustrated with Overwatch, but I know everyone's having a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. So, oh, see, Barbara says, yes, it's a baby wrap.
She would.
So,
yeah, she knows.
There you go. So, tore the paper, wrapped the baby.
Torbjorn. Torbjorn.
You almost had it.
Damn it. All right, I'll work. This is a homework for this week. I'll come back next week and we'll sort it out.
But yeah, so I don't know. I guess I have to get back into it.
We'll get you back.
I was really excited about the game when it was announced. Mm-hmm. I had fun in beta. I've had fun playing with like one or two people. So I think that maybe that's just what I need to do is just play with a small group or on my own and not play like at least until I've had some more time.
It's because the custom match, man. Only, it's
like, I mean,
be.
when Dills and I played for Joss vs. the World, I had a great time.
Well, there you go.
So, but again, that was just the two of us, and then everything else balanced around us automatically because it's quick match. So
that's true.
Yeah, like I think that the team balancing was probably the biggest issue, and it would be nice. And again, it's not only an Overwatch problem, like you mentioned, it's a Heroes problem. It was a StarCraft problem. Like, it'd be really nice if when you got a group together to do a custom game, there was a like MMR balancing button you could push to say like, okay, here are the six people we're going to play with. MMR, sort the teams, you know? Yeah.
And the game matchmaking will get better as you go, because you're playing Heroes now, which has been in active service for a year now, and you're playing with a full team. And I'm sure when you on Hots, Ladies, Knights, there are times when you win and there are times when you lose, but it never always feels like you're being crushed, which was happening when we were doing the custom game. We just could not balance for the life of us. And I think even the auto balancing, like the random switcher, was messing us up as well. So not only were we trying to balance, but we were also trying to balance the stupid randomizer, because we'd forget it was moving people around. But I think as Overwatch continues, the matchmaking will get better, because I'm right there with you. There are times when I play a match and we just get steamrolled and it's not fun. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem with multiplayer only games, because that is your source of fun, is that game's multiplayer mode. And for a $40 to $60 product, you kind of wish there was something else there that you could be like, ah, screw this, I'm jumping into something else. Now you have Verse AI, but it doesn't feel the same as playing Quick Match. And I'm really hoping that with Overwatch they add some sort of non-Bastion Horde mode, because I think we really need that thing to fall back on. And Heroes
some
is getting
sort of
that.
A co-op something.
Yeah, and Heroes is getting that with the arena. I think that's their secondary fun thing. And with Hearthstone, it's Tavern Brawls. So I think really there's gonna be an option for every one of these Blizzard games. It's just so fresh that we need to give it some time. And honestly, I think if we had just said, okay, let's just do quick matches and we'll just sub people in and out. Mm-hmm. I think that would have gone a lot better, because you're right. Like, we just couldn't balance it, and you kept hitting that wall, and that wall sucked.
Yeah. and it's really tough too, because like there are so many people that own the game. There's so many people mm-hmm. that are really excited about it right now. And so there's so many people that want to play. So we did have more than enough to run a full 12-person custom game. So, even then we were subbing people in and out. And then I kind of felt bad, because I was like, well, I know like I really want to play with like Barber and Nevermore and Ryan and Matt and me. And that's like pretty much a full team right there. So, if anybody else wants to come in and play, like that's it's like, well, I already have my team, and I feel bad excluding anyone. So like it's this really crazy balancing act where I'm like, okay, do I have fun or do I make sure everyone else has fun? So and I just have not been having fun, so I think maybe I need to just try to have fun in the game. And apparently games are supposed to be fun. Like, what?
I learned
that's wrong and broken, right?
Yeah, I learned this trying to play. I didn't even put this in the notes, but I played like Dark Souls 3 over the weekend. That is not fun. Game is not fun. Even the character creator wasn't
finally,
fun.
That you finally bought it and then it's still not fun.
Still not. I'm sorry. I appreciate all the people who have fun with that game, but I just do not have the patience to play that game. Even the character creator, like, first of all, you it is impossible to create a good looking character in that game. Like sometimes when I play,
probably on purpose.
Whatever. Like sometimes when I play a video game, I just want to make sure my character doesn't look ridiculous. It kind of looks like somebody made a character and then like removed some polygons from the cheekbones, so it looks like you could hurt someone running into somebody. It's just it was unfortunate, but that's superficial. But then playing the game, I think I got to the first boss and I kept dying, and I'd try to get to the boss and I get frustrated. Then I'd die on the way to the boss and I get frustrated. And I was kind of just like, you know what? I have a limited amount of time.
You just have to like get good and don't die.
It's true. And I did have a few people do that. And then I also had a few people say, the supportive friends say, if you want, I can come in and I can help you. And I said, you know what? I really don't think it's for me. And there's a big difference between Bloodborne and Dark Souls, I feel, because Bloodborne was faster. It felt more smooth. Like you could get out of the way of monsters quickly. You could run in, do some slashing, run out. In Dark Souls, it's kind of like a chess game. It's all in slow motion. Mm-hmm. It's very finicky. You queue up your moves, it seems. Whereas like I'm mashing like dodge to get the hell out of the way, and all of a sudden my character's like rolling around the boss like a chicken with his head cut off, and it's just like what? And then I die. And again, it was just. That's why I kind of removed it from the notes, because it's just kind of, I don't like to talk about bummer experiences. And I know a lot of people like that game, and I like people who like that game. So,
All right, then no more bummer experiences. How is Witcher 3 DLC?
It's fantastic until it crashes your computer. No, I'm just joking. Well, I've been having an issue with Witcher 3 where it'll get to this point where it gets super graphical, like it just overwhelms my graphics card, and then my driver
really, but don't
crashes.
You have like a 970 or something?
I do, and it turns out it's a Windows 10 feature.
It's always Windows 10. Windows 10, go die in a fire, please.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's Windows 10 specific or Windows in general, but it's something to do with the power supply. I thought my power supply was going, basically, is what all the forums were saying. So when I beat Witcher 3, I don't think I mentioned this, but when I beat it, I had to continuously cycle the power on my computer to actually finish it. So I'd get to a point where a cutscene play, then it would save, and then my driver would crash. So I had to turn my computer off, like hard turn it off. Turn it back on, boot the game back up, get a little further, crash.
Wow.
It was just the tail end of the game, too. Like, the last 5 hours of my 80-hour campaign. Super frustrating. I thought, okay, maybe it's just the end of the game, so I'll try the DLC, that's fine. I played a bit of the first one, and then I kind of fell off, because I had just finished it. I'd played, like, 20 hours straight. And then I got into the second DLC when it launched this week. Starts off fantastically. Like, you are presented with a whole new world, Aladdin songs playing in the background.
I was just gonna say, did you have a magic carpet?
I did. It was a magical ride, and I kept my arms and legs inside at the same time. You 90s kids will get that. Was it the 90s or was it the late 80s?
It was 90s for sure.
Yeah, because I remember, anyways. I was going to say something really embarrassing. No, the game, it's DLC done right, where it presents you with this new area.
92.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, man, I love that movie. It's a whole new area, and it looks different from the rest of the game. It's actually beautiful and bright. Like, you played a bit of The Witcher 3, so you kind of know where I'm coming from, where everywhere you went in that world, it was kind of like Game of Thrones mucky. You know,
yes,
like, there was no,
everything,
like,
was definitely mucky. That's a good word for it.
Yeah, it's just, it felt like dirty, and there was just, you know, it was just icky. And then when you get to Wine and Blood in the new area, which is called like Tursant, or it's kind of sounds French, but they all speak English. they drink a lot of wine, and it looks beautiful. It kind of feels like what you would imagine the French countryside looking like in your head without actually going there. So it's like very beautiful. It's very bright. It's the winds blowing through the trees. Everybody talks like they're super fancy. So you're not getting the whole, like, again, Game of Thrones, like, hard English accent, you know, wanting to stab everybody. Everyone's just super nice and beautiful and just upbeat. It's very different for this world. And it starts off with a bang, where you're coming in there and you're fighting a monster, very cinematic. So I was really I'm really enjoying it. It's nice to go back to that world, and I'm looking forward to finishing it. But I'm also kind of bummed, because this is like the last piece of Witcher content that they are going to do,
right?
Maybe even for the foreseeable future. Like, they have zero plans for Witcher 4, which I'm fine with. But it's also kind of like end of this era. Like, they've been working really hard to get to this point, and man, it's like the little company that could, just trying to build this huge product.
Yeah.
So highly recommend Wine and Blood if you are still interested in going back to the Witcher world. And even if you haven't finished the Witcher, they have this really great system that they present you with. Like, jump in, create a level 34 character, and it just, you can go and experience that world, and it's standalone, so you don't necessarily have to have beaten the game to enjoy it. So that's good. But yeah, I started to experience crashes again, but I think I fixed it now. So hopefully, I'm hoping to get a little bit further, and maybe if I have more to say, I'll say it. But yeah, highly, highly recommend it if you want to go back to that world. It's all new. You can probably, except for story, you can probably skip the first piece of DLC, because this DLC is, everything's new about it. So there's no like reused assets. There's no, I'm sure there's some, but the first piece of DLC was very like set in the same world, but just a new story, I guess. So
very cool. I need to go back to Witcher 3. That's one of my games that's kind of on the to playlist. Speaking of games on my to playlist, I actually jumped into Fable Anniversary a little bit today, and that was driven mostly by the story that we're going to talk about in our news this week. But I jumped in, played some Fable Anniversary. It's really pretty. I think they did a good job, considering it's like
a 10-year-old game,
12-year-old game now. So I guess when they did the anniversary, it was the 10th anniversary. So it's a little bit janky. The movement is kind of off and the controls are really clunky, but at the same time, like, remembering that it's a 2004 title, it's not
it's Xbox,
it's not
right?
unplayable. Yeah, it's Xbox. It wasn't even Xbox 360. So it was fun, and it was cool because I got into Fable, and then one of the first things that you do as a little kid is you talk to your dad, and he says you have to buy your sister a birthday present. So in order to buy your sister a birthday present, you have to go around town and you have to do good things, and then your dad will reward you. And it introduces you very, very quickly to the good and bad choices, because you can either do the good thing and get a gold coin from your dad, or do a bad thing and get something from whoever the bad influence person is. So for instance, you go to you walk around a corner and you're standing in front of a warehouse, and then the guy goes, "Oh my God, I gotta go pee. Can you just watch my stuff?" And then so he goes pee, which again, like, it's the whole Fable sense of humor, like, smacks you in the face right away. It was so good. So he goes away, goes to the bathroom, and then this little kid comes out of nowhere and says, "My big sister says that there's stuff in these crates, and if we break all the crates, I bet we'll find something cool. Do you want to break the crates while the dude's gone?" And then there's like a timer, and you can choose to either just stay there and basically prevent the little kid from going in and breaking all the crates, or you can go break the crates with the little kid. And presumably I did the good thing. I waited for the guy to come back, and then your dad gives you a gold coin, because basically they all go tell your father how good you were. Mm-hmm. And you get your coin that way. So I assume that you'd get a coin while you were breaking stuff with the little kid, but then you go a little bit more evil. And then another example was you talk to a woman in town, and she's like, "Oh man, I can't find my husband. He's probably with some woman or something. And I, you know, like, raised his kids to take care of him, and he's probably off whoring around." And then sure enough, you go around behind like a building, and he's all like all over this woman, and he's like, "Well, I'll give you a gold coin if you don't tell my wife." And like, so you're presented with the, do you take the bribe, do you not take the bribe? And then you go back to her, and it's like, do you tell her, do you not tell her? So it really brings the morality system in really quickly, as well as the sense of humor from the Fable games, which I freaking love. It's so funny because it's so lowbrow. It's like really on par with friggin' fart jokes. And I'm just like, yes, I love it. More, please.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about Fable humor is that it is lowbrow, but it's lowbrow British humor. It's not lowbrow American humor, where it's like they say a fart joke, but then someone shits their pants. Whereas opposed to like British lowbrow humor is like someone farts, but then everyone just laughs, and they don't have to show the person shitting their pants because it's funny that he farted.
Yeah,
you know? That's the best example I can come up with. You know, comparing South Park to Fable, that's why I've never been able to really get into South Park. Mm. But Fable is like right up my alley, and
they know
telling
where to
me,
draw the line and let you fill in the blanks of the funny gross thing that happened, as opposed to smearing like shit all over the screen.
That's why both of us can like Fable, because in your mind you can picture them shitting your pants. In mine, I can just move forward and kick some chickens, right? I think that's what you're getting at. But
totally. Definitely.
You're describing the intro to that game, and it's coming back to me, and it's so good. I remember that game like so fondly on the Xbox, and Fable 2, and just onward from there, and I'm really looking forward to the future of this franchise. I needs me a Fable 4.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I realized while I was playing this intro is I've never actually played Fable. I played 2 and 3, but I haven't actually played the first one. So this is my first playthrough of like the beginning of Fable and kind of where that universe started and grew out of. So it's a whole new experience for me. So I'm loving it so far. I think it's great. And the Anniversary Edition, I mean, they've got some upgraded textures and stuff. Like I said, they didn't touch the controls. They didn't do anything like that. The cutscenes are really, really pixelated because they weren't done in HD. Oh. So, that kind of stuff isn't so great. But at the same time, like when you actually go into the game and the textures are better and stuff. So I'm enjoying it. It's, like I said, a Fable game that I've never played. So, loving it. But it definitely worth picking up. I'm sure it's on all kinds of sales on Steam. I don't think, because I got it when it first came out and then just totally forgot that I even owned it, but I don't think it was that expensive even when I bought it like brand new launch date sort of thing.
It's $40 Canadian, so probably $30 American.
Yeah, probably.
Which is a, I think is a great price, because again, it's a RPG. It's a long game, and especially if you haven't played it before, I think it's totally worth checking out.
But yeah, the other thing is definitely, I mean, I know I mentioned the whoring comment, so clearly not for kids, but I really forgot how violent that series can be. Like, I don't want to give away too much, but basically within the first 20 minutes, there's a lot of violence, and it's kind of gory. Like, not, I mean, it's 2004 gory. It's not like, you know, it's still cartoony, but at the same time, it's just like you see people like murdered in front of you, and it's, you know, it's kind of more graphic than I was expecting, I guess. Because there's like a cutscene, and again, like it's cartoony. I think it's told in like almost like stained glass, like a voiceover over like stained glass, like somebody's like panning down a stained glass kind of portrait of what happened. Like, so I mean, it's not graphic, like detailed gory, but it's.
I understand.
I'm really struggling to find the right word for it, but
it's, again, it goes back to that sort of fable formula where it is a very sort of humorous game, but it also deals with some very adult themes, both on the dark and twisted side, but also on the you know, the adult fun times type stuff. You know, I remember it being
adult fun times.
I mean, I know, like, this is an all-ages show, right? I don't want to say sex, you know? You don't want to, the kids could be listening.
That's true.
I do remember, and speaking of that, I do remember when I was playing this, when it came out 12 years ago, it was kind of the first game that you played where, you know, you could get married, and you could do the marriage-type stuff, and the not-so-marriage-type stuff, so it's really interesting, and to look back at that and see where the franchise has gone, and where it's going to go. So,
well, like I say, I absolutely loved Fable 3. It's one of my favorite video games of all time. So, I mean, I can't wait to get all the way through Fable Anniversary. I think that's going to be my go-to, just chill out single player experience. And like I mentioned, it was actually brought on by our news this week. So right before we get into that, I'm just going to remind everybody that if you would like a pint glass or a wine glass with your favorite A-Move show's logo on there, you should head on over to bit.ly/amovestore. Sorry, I'm going to cough.
I wonder when they're going to add Joss versus the World to this website.
Well, Joss versus the World doesn't really have a logo. I guess it has a font.
You could say that the Gamers Inn is just a fancy font with a nice border. So like,
oh, that is kind of true.
And also, A-Move TV is literally font with a nice border around one letter. So
that's true.
Doesn't need, it can be just a font. That's still a logo. Like, don't sell logo fonts so low. I don't know.
But yeah, so you should head on over to bit.ly/amovestore if you want to show everyone how much you support your favorite A-Move store, A-Move stores, A-Move shows.
This is my favorite A-Move store.
On cold medicine, it's ridiculous.
This is my favorite A-Move store on the websites. So,
so again, that is, you can get glasses from, like Ryan mentioned, there is TGI, there's TAC, there's Into the Nexus. It's just everything on A-Move you can get on A-Move store. That brings us to our topic of the week this week, which is Fable Lives.
What?
Yay!
Which in card form.
Yes, it's pretty much exactly what I was hoping for at E3. So we got the announcement before E3 because they're actually doing a Kickstarter, but it's not exactly the Fable game I was thinking. And I should be really excited because it's a card game and I freaking love Hearthstone. So, you know, Hearthstone Fable Edition should be right up my alley. But like, it looked kind of cool and I'm interested and obviously I'm going to play. But part of me was really let down that it wasn't an RPG.
I mean, that's understandable. But, you know, where we're at with where Fable was at, actually, when they had finished Fable 3, they sort of went into this phase of experimentation and literally doing anything but building a Fable 4, because Microsoft would keep denying them that fact, and which is sad, but also kind of it makes sense because Microsoft was trying to push the Kinect. They were trying to push, you know, smaller titles. So you got Fable Legends, you got Fable the Kinect game, you got that little Fable ARPG that was out. It was XBLA. It was like a four-player hero-based game.
Yeah.
We played it a little bit. And now you have Fable Fortune, which has been in development for 18 months in sort of secret. It hadn't been announced yet. And you got to kind of hand it to Microsoft. I mean, usually they get the evil stick thrown at them, and this is them saying, okay, you guys want to finish this game? It's practically done, because mm-hmm. they said that they're ready for beta. They just need a little extra money to push them over the edge and actually probably pay Microsoft a little bit, because I don't think Microsoft would give away the license like they've been sort of saying. Like, I think they're giving Microsoft a little bit too much credit, but it'd be funny if Microsoft was just letting them use it. But, you know, I remember Fable Pub Games in Fable 2, and that was like, that was awesome. Like, that was one of the first times where a mini game in a franchise title was actually fun. Like, I never really clicked with any of the other ones that would come out, you know, in Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead, but I always felt Fable did it right. And I am excited about this only because it looks like probably one of the first non-Hearthstone CCGs that look fun, you know? Like, I know people can have fun with those other ones, but they just look so, like, soulless.
Serious.
And serious, yeah. And I look at this, and it's like, this is taking the best parts of Hearthstone, like the animation, the humor, the sort of graphical, the way they've treated all of the animations and the menus, even the stuff in sort of this beta footage. It looks great. The good versus evil system, the co-op PvP stuff, like, it sounds really interesting. And I mean, I'm not sure I want to pay to get into the beta, but I don't know. I also want to see it happen. So it's right now sitting at 30,000 pounds, and it needs 250,000 pounds. But
long way to go. But I have a feeling it'll probably get funded. I hope it gets funded, because I want to see something done with the Fable name, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I think it looks really cool. It's basically like it's a kind of a 3D view as opposed to Hearthstone, where you're kind of looking at a board and cards on a board. But and they kind of look like they're like chess pieces. But I mean, it's cool because it also brings in things like morality, which is so key to the Fable franchise and the Fable universe. And you can actually, like, as you complete quests through the course of the game, then you can choose a reward based on basically being good or evil, and then your character changes. There's a little light that shows what you've chosen when you, so that your opponent knows if you're going good or evil, and it looks really, really cool. I'm excited for it. So not as excited as I would have been had it been another RPG, but I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, I honestly don't think we get that, like, RPG announcement. I mean, Lionhead has just been sort of shuttered.
This is Lionhead. The remainders of Lionhead, they were working on a CCG. This is what they were doing. They've been granted basically the license to keep going and to actually release the game. So I don't really think that there's anything else in the works. Like, this is what they were doing.
I think really, if we're looking towards E3 and the future of Fable, this is either what we're getting this year, or we get some sort of, like, Fable will still happen. Here's a quick teaser with the musical theme playing in the background, you know, that iconic theme. And that'd be as far as I could see Microsoft going and passing it off to another studio. I mean, but the ashes are still fresh on Lionhead, so I think maybe, hopefully, they would have a little bit more respect to kind of let them lie for a little bit. Plus, they wouldn't have anything remotely close to showing, and if they waited a year, that'd be good. But this is better than what I was thinking we'd get, which is not seeing Fable for a very long time.
Yeah, and, exactly. You know, I was very hopeful that we'd see something at E3, but at the same time, I was kind of like, oh. I really and truly thought that it was going to be some other game from the makers of Fable. So I'm excited that we still get something in the Albion universe.
Yeah, I was right there with you. I was worried that this would be from the minds of Fable comes not Fable, but almost kind of feels a little bit like Fable without getting sued. You know, I thought that's what we would get. And the fact that they're letting them sort of run with it is kind of awesome. You know, you don't really see this sort of stuff when a license gets snapped up by a big company and they shut down the people that were making that license. you don't often see those people continue to run with it. So I'm excited, and I want to see more, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they support the Kickstarter, because right now we just have the, you know, the iconic give us money video, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they add next to sort of keep the interest going.
Yeah. I haven't actually watched the give us money video, but I watched, I think it was like IGN had like a 20-minute video that was like hands-on with did you watch that?
I didn't. No, I just watched the 6-minute. You know, I shouldn't say the give us money video, because it is.
Well, it's it kind of is, right? Like
it is, but it's one of the better Kickstarter give me money videos. It's very like the game's almost done. We swear we just need this to get over the finish line. £250,000 isn't a lot. We swear Peter Molyneux is not hiding. We're making a game. Don't worry, it's gonna launch. You know, this isn't Goddess. I feel like you could play this game right now, but no, I do need to check out that IGN video. So you're saying it was like a match, basically?
Yes, exactly. So they had the creators sitting there and like talking the IGN people through the game and the match, and it was pretty cool. Like, because like I mentioned, the whole morality thing and the quests, and so basically you have your deck, and then you choose a thing that you want to do. So it could be like, I think the one that they picked was like summon 4 minions, but they're not called minions, they're called something else. And so basically when you summon 4 things onto your board, you complete the quest, and then you get to choose your reward, and you have a good reward and an evil reward, and then that changes your character and your deck based on what rewards you choose. So, and I mean, like, it's totally got the Fable, like, they're one of the early creatures that you can play is a crazy cat lady, and then she summons a bunch of 2/1 cat creatures. Like, it's really really it's fun. Like, it's definitely the Fable sense of humor. So I think it looks really cool. It looks like you have the ability to, you kind of, instead of mana like in Hearthstone, you use coins. So you get gold coins for doing various things, and then you spend the coins to play your cards. So you also have like powers that cost 1 or 2 coins that are available to you every turn, and the, I think, 1 gold coin power is to give any minion it's taunt, but I can't remember exactly what term they use in Fable, but one way or another, you can basically turn anything into a taunt minion and say, you have to attack this guy first, and it costs you 1 gold coin to kind of put him at the front. Yeah. So it's it's really cool looking, and like I mentioned, it's 3D. They look like chess pieces. There's no like animations of them fighting or anything, but it's still really good. Yeah, they just kind of smack into each other. Yeah,
which I mean,
that's what Hearthstone
basically
minions do too. Yeah,
I don't want to like say all of Hearthstone's like that, because some enemies do have sort of more animations than just that.
Yeah.
But no, I think it looks great. I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like it'll be free to play.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, so that's all fine and dandy. And they're saying open beta October.
Yeah.
So again, right around the corner, with probably a closed beta like
I think most of the Kickstarter things say closed beta in July or August.
August.
The Kickstarter rewards say like expected delivery August 2016. So.
I might back this, because again, like, I'm
totally gonna back this because I really want to see more Fable stuff, and I hope that if they do a card game, that then people will be like, oh, people are still really interested in the Fable license, so maybe we should buy it from Microsoft, or maybe Microsoft will be like, we'll make a Fable 4, or, you know, whatever. So I think the more interest that people give Fable, the better chance there is for a new Fable game to be made. So I'm definitely gonna back this.
I agree. I'm going to watch that gameplay video, then I'm going to back it, because, again, like, it looks like they have different tiers of beta access, but all of them do say August. So, I mean, if I get in by August, like, I'm fine with that. There's some pretty ridiculous, like, you know, pledges here, but even on the low side, you even the lowest tier of £5 grants you beta access. So that's awesome on their part. So I am cautiously... not even cautiously, just optimistic that this is going to be a really fun game. And, man, Elder Scrolls is probably just like, we made a card game. We didn't get this much fanfare, you know?
Is that one even out yet? I don't even know.
It's in beta, but again, like, it just doesn't have a soul. Like, Elder Scrolls feels like it... when you played a new Elder Scrolls game, it felt like it had something to it. There's a soul to it. Even though it is a more darker RPG, this just feels like not just, all right, let's... let's slap some Elder Scrolls art onto a square and call it a card game. This feels very much like a Fable product through and through. So
yeah,
looking forward to it.
So speaking of E3 and what we may or may not hear, we have some E3 2016 live stream plans for you guys. So basically, I think what we're going to do is live stream the kind of conference pieces that are most important to us. So the ones that we think are probably going to have the big announcements, the most interesting information. So on Monday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, we've got Microsoft. Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we've got Sony. Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, we've got Nintendo. And so we're going to live stream those and give our thoughts and our commentary while those presentations are going on. And then Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, our normal TGI time, we're going to do an E3 wrap-up. So look for all of that super-duper cool stuff. I'm really excited. Yeah. It's going to be great. And that is starting, I guess, on the 13th.
I should have wrote the date,
yeah, a kind of a week and a half from now, basically. Yeah.
Coming around the corner, and I'm sure folks are saying, like, well, what about the PC Game Show or EA? And, you know, we just felt like last year we...
overkilled it a little.
I think you were working.
I was still working. Yes.
Yeah. So I had taken the time off, and kudos to the people who joined me, like James, Josh, and others. But some of those conferences were just, they were not worth the extra amount of work to comment over them, because most of the time we were just sitting there like this, like not even talking. And that made for a really shitty, like, you know, audio backup that we put up on the feed. So hopefully these will present a more fun, more bang for our buck. And then obviously with Ubisoft, the PC Gaming Show, EA, Bethesda, whatever else happens, we will wrap that all up on Wednesday.
In our normal style.
Exactly.
So when we're actually doing the live streams, we're probably going to be doing them over on twitch.tv/JossPlays, but our Wednesday night E3 wrap-up will be right here on twitch.tv/AMoveTV, where GamersIn always is. So make sure that you follow both those channels so you don't miss when we go live. That's it for us tonight. I think we wanted to remind everyone that we have our game night coming up Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So let us know, what do you want to play? If you insist on playing Overwatch, then I will play Overwatch.
I think people are leaning towards giving us Worms. They want us to play Worms.
Awesome.
They want that to happen. So you will be able to avoid the fun that is Overwatch custom games. Although I think when we played last week, we were playing Quick Match. So
yeah, we were playing Quick Match.
But no, I think it was Jim and Jeff both suggested wanting to play Worms. So we're finally gonna do that. And I remember loving Worms, so I think it's gonna be fun.
I've never played, so it'll be a learning experience.
Yeah, you'll do it.
So everyone should head on over to patreon.com/thegamersin. That is where all the information about all of our game nights and Discord servers and patron hangouts and all that fun stuff. That is where you can find it. patreon.com/thegamersin. We have game giveaways.
I have some codes that we can.
All right.
You know, we can either. Why don't we give one out to the chat room, and then we can give the others to some emailers or something, so the podcast listeners can get in on this. So I've got Rocket League, Galaxy, and Oddworld New and Tasty. These are, I'm going to be honest, Humble Bundle leftovers from every time I forget to cancel my monthly Humble Bundle.
I'm not bitter.
But I think that if anybody wants any of those games, just sort of write a note in the chat room, and I will pick someone randomly, and then I'll give you a choice. And the other two, we'll give away to an emailer with your thoughts on the Fable franchise. Let's say that. I want to hear what other people think about Fable.
All right. So Ryan wants your emails about Fable to get codes for Rocket League, Galaxy, or Oddworld New and Tasty. And you can send those emails to info@gamersinpodcast.com. So remember, chat room, let us know if you want any of those. Type it in right now, twitch.tv/AMoveTV chat room. You can hear the sound of my voice. Go to the chat room. Type. All right, that does it for us this week. You can visit us on the web at gamersinpodcast.com. You can also find us on AMoveTV, along with other fabulous podcasts, including The Angry Nerd, Into the Nexus, Overwatchers, The Angry Chicken, and our new show, Embrace the Spoilers. So Garrett and I have been just spoiling the crap and dissecting the crap out of every new Game of Thrones episode for season 6. So if you are a Game of Thrones fan, please check out Embrace the Spoilers. That can be found over at amove.tv. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at JossPlays. Ryan is at RMurphy. And don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. The video versions of all our episodes can be found on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/amovetv. You can also find the show on Facebook and Google+. If you'd like to email us for a chance at a giveaway and let us know what you think about the Fable franchise, please do so at info@gamersandpodcast.com. So that's it for us this week. Thanks for something what I normally say. Cold medicine is awesome.
Did you delete a row? What's happening?
No, usually I just do it from memory, but this week apparently my memory is just gone. So
thanks for watching.
Thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn. And remember, tune in next week. There it is.
Nailed it.